Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5-year long study of the New Testament. Today's broadcast, lesson number 2 of week number 3, studying Mark chapter 5. As we begin today's study, these reminders. For all of our free materials, click the word free at internationalgospelhour.com. For text updates, text IGHFREE, all one word, to this number, 55222. To study the Bible online, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org to get started, or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. You will also find that series featured at our Facebook page, facebook.com/International Gospel Hour. To study the Bible by mail, call us toll-free at this number, 1-855-IGH-6988, to receive a free 30-lesson series. Or use the contact form at internationalgospelhour.com to request that series. Here are 10 free resources that you might want to check out at our free page. First, John William McGarvey's Sermon on Baptism. More than 30,000 people have already seen that lesson online at our Facebook pages. Second, the 6-lesson audio series, The Beatitudes, The First Thing That Jesus Taught. Third, the e-book, Receiving the Gift of Salvation. This book teaches not only that God gives us salvation, but it also teaches us just how and why God does so. Fourth, the e-book, Surrendering to His Lordship, a book that focuses on Christ's authority. Fifth, the e-book, Victory in Jesus, In Times of Hopelessness, the Earnest Expectation of Spiritual Victory Through Jesus Keeps Us Going. Sixth, links to our online courses. Seventh, a 6-lesson audio series, The Big Questions. It studies big questions about God, the Bible, Christ, faith, redemption, and the Christian life. Eighth, the video class, Spiritual People Worship God. Ninth, daily Bible reading schedules. And then finally, 10th, a 6-lesson online video series, Christ Obeyed, What About Me? Sometimes we think, I don't have to do anything to be saved. Jesus, after all, did it all. Yes, it's impossible for us to do anything that earns our salvation. But that does not mean that we do not have to lovingly, willfully, completely, faithfully, and joyfully surrender to Jesus. Hebrews 5:9 says that Christ became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. Obey Him? That sounds like legalism to me, a works-oriented salvation. Really? If that's what you think, then you owe it to yourself to study this series. It emphasizes our need to surrender to Jesus. It never pushes a works-oriented salvation. Check out that series today. It includes 6 videos and all of the slides presented in the videos. These resources are available 24/7 at our free page, internationalgospelhour.com/free. Let's return to our study of the 5th chapter of Mark's Gospel. At the end of our last broadcast, we had just started to overview and outline Mark 5. We made it through the first 7 verses. We quickly review that section and then continue through the rest of the chapter today. Mark 5, verses 1 through 20. Jesus in the country of the Gadarenes, the man with the unclean spirit. Verses 1 through 5, Jesus meets the man with an unclean spirit. Verse 1, Jesus and his disciples traveled to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. They came to the country of the Gadarenes. Verse 2, as Jesus left the boat, he was met by a man with an unclean spirit. This man came out from the tombs, verse 3, because he lived in the tombs. It was impossible to restrain him, even with chains. Verse 4, though he had often been restrained with shackles and chains in the past, he was able to pull them apart and to break them into pieces. No one had the ability to control him. Verse 5, on an ongoing basis, Through the night and through the day, he lived in the mountains and in the tombs, constantly crying out and cutting himself with stones. Verses 6 and 7, the man with the unclean spirit saw Jesus. When the man with the unclean spirit saw Jesus from a distance, he ran to Jesus and he worshiped Jesus. Verse 7, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." Verses 8 through 10, Jesus spoke to and Jesus healed the man with the unclean spirit. Verse 8, Jesus spoke to the man. He commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. Verse 9, Jesus asked the man, "What is your name?" The man responded by saying that his name was Legion, for we are many. Verse 10, the man begged Jesus not to send them, referring to the plurality of the unclean spirits within him, out of the country. Verses 11 through 13, the demons within the man asked to be sent into a herd of swine. Jesus complied. Verse 11, there was a large herd of swine feeding near the mountains. Verse 12, the demons asked, they begged Jesus to enter the swine. Verse 13, Jesus granted them permission. The unclean spirits, demons, left the man, and they entered the swine. There were approximately 2,000 in the herd. After the demons departed and entered into the herd of swine, the herd ran down into the sea, where they drowned. Verses 14 through 17, the consequences of Jesus healing the man with the unclean spirit. Verse 14, those who were feeding the swine fled. They told what happened to people in the city and in the country, which prompted many to come and see what took place. Verse 15, those who came to Jesus saw the formerly demon-possessed man, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Verse 16, those who witnessed what happened told what happened to the formerly demon-possessed man and about what happened to the swine. Verse 17, and the people asked Jesus to leave their region. Verses 18 through 20, Jesus prepared to leave. The formerly demon-possessed man wanted to go with Jesus. Verse 18, Jesus, as he prepared to leave, entered the boat. The man who had the demon begged Jesus that he might be with him. Verse 19, Jesus did not allow him to go with him. He encouraged the man to go home to his friends. Tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. Verse 20, the man left and he began to tell people throughout Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. In verses 21 through 24, Jesus and the ruler of the synagogue, "Come, heal my daughter." Verse 21, when Jesus reached the other side of the Sea of Galilee, a crowd gathered. He was, at this time, still by the sea. Verse 22, a ruler of the synagogue came to Jesus. His name was Jairus. When Jairus saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. Verse 23, Jairus begged Jesus earnestly, asking Jesus to come and to lay his hands on his daughter. She was at the point of death, and he wanted Jesus to come and to heal her so that she would live. Verse 24, Jesus went with Jairus, and the crowds followed Jesus, and they pressed around him. Verses 25 through 28, Jesus and the woman with an issue of blood. The woman with an issue of blood touched Jesus' clothing. As Jesus was about to go with Jairus, he was approached by a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. Verse 26, she sought cures from many doctors. She spent all that she had, but she was no better. In fact, she was worse. Verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she approached him in the crowd, and coming up behind him, she touched Jesus' clothing. Verse 28, she reasoned that, "If I can only touch his clothing, then I can be healed." Verses 29 through 30, the woman was healed, and Jesus asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Verse 29, as soon as the woman touched Jesus' clothing, her issue of blood went away, and she realized that she was healed. Verse 30, Jesus realized that his clothing had been touched, because he knew immediately that power had gone out of him. Jesus turned around in the crowd, and he asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Verse 31, the disciples responded. Jesus' disciples said to Jesus, "There's a multitude of people. They are swarming all around you. How then can you ask, 'Who touched me?'" Verses 32 through 34, Jesus spoke to the woman who had the issue of blood. Verse 32, Jesus looked, and he saw the woman. Verse 33, she was afraid. She knew that she had been healed. She came to the Christ, she fell down before him, and then she told him the whole truth. Verse 34, Jesus said to the woman, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Verse 35, Jesus and the ruler of the synagogue, his daughter died. In verse 35, as Jesus was still speaking to the woman healed of the issue of blood, someone came from the ruler of the synagogues, that's Jairus' house, and told Jairus, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" Verse 36 through 39, Jesus told Jairus, "Do not be afraid." When Jesus heard about the death of Jairus' daughter, he told him, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Verse 37, he did not allow anyone else to go with him except Peter, James, and John. Verse 38, they came to Jairus' house. There was a lot of commotion there, as people wept and as they wailed. In verse 39, when Jesus arrived, he said to them, "Why are you weeping and wailing? The girl is not dead, only sleeping." Verses 40 through 43, the resurrection of Jairus' daughter. Verse 40, Jesus was ridiculed. He had everyone go outside of the house, but he took the parents of the child and entered where she was. Verse 41, Jesus took the little girl by the hand and just said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Verse 42, the girl arose and she walked. The text tells us that she was 12 years old, and they were all amazed. Verse 43, but Jesus directed them not to tell anyone, and he reminded them to give her something to eat. That concludes our summary of Mark chapter 5. In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and get into our verse-by-verse, thought-by-thought study of the chapter. This reminder as we close, to start our free, self-paced online Bible study, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org. We hope that you can join us as we study God's Word together in our next broadcast.